Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Paul and Jor back with you, Hammer producing today. It's always Hammer time. Good to have you with us, Hammer. Thank you for keeping an eye on Jor.
Yeah, trying.
It's hard work. It's hard work. So, Elon Musk, and there were all kinds of theories about why Elon Musk purchased a big chunk, 9% of Twitter for just under $3 billion. And after he did that, the price of Twitter stock went up, and he made something like $500 million. But now the price has gone down because it appears that Elon is not going to be on the board of directors and may have lost interest.
Why do you think he did that? What's the backstory there?
One of the theories is that he discovered that half of the users on Twitter are bots.
Oh,
they're not real human beings.
How did he find that out?
I don't know.
If you're going to be on the board, maybe you get access to info.
Well, I don't know how much additional information Twitter... I think he made his investment based on what the rest of us know about Twitter. Mm-hmm. I hope he didn't have inside information. But it's interesting to me that in a tweet, Elon proposed that Twitter users pay $2 a month to access the service. One way to generate revenue and to cut down on scammers and spam bots, he finds annoying. $2 a month. I don't think that's going to go anywhere.
Do you pay that? Do I pay that?
No, no, it's free.
Really?
It's ad-supported.
Saying we pay $2 a month?
Well, he's suggesting it. As a way to crank up revenues and try to make Twitter profitable. In another tweet, Musk polled his 80 million followers about their support for removing the W in Twitter.
What?
Offering two choices. Yes.
Titter?
And of course. Don't say it.
Oh, sorry. So what? Is that like an eighth grade boy joke? Titter? Like
he's a grown man. He's 50, and he's.
I mean,
is this why he has 80 million followers? I don't know.
That's a good use of your time.
But
I want to know what you think. Like, you have companies and boards, and you deal with this. What would be the reason that somebody would back out at the very last minute? Do you think they didn't want him? Do you think he uncovered something nefarious? Like, well, what do you think happened?
I think he has a short attention span, and he has so much money, he can throw money around and try to make a quick hit, quick profit, cash out. And maybe once he got the keys to the kingdom after buying 9% for $3 billion, that maybe he discovered some things under the hood that gave him pause and made him rethink, is this a good long-term investment or is this a quick hit? I think social media companies in general, there's a life expectancy. Look at Facebook. You know, 5-10 years ago, how are we going to stop Facebook? And now it's sort of evolving into something else, and very few people now believe business model of Facebook, if that is going to survive long term. Now it's Meta, and they're getting into virtual reality and the metaverse, and so things change, and it's tech is hard. It's really hard because people's expectations change, new inventions, new technologies come along and upset even the best business model. But the other thing I want to mention, I use, and I'm in the iOS, I'm in the Apple ecosystem, and I can track my kids and my wife, their phones, and they give me permission to be able to track them, keep an eye on them. I have better things to do than spy on my kids, but there are times where it's helpful to know where they are and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But Apple AirTags, I don't know if you've tinkered with these, $29 for one of these little Apple AirTags, and you can put them on anything, your wallet, pets, vehicles, keys. They become a convenient way, though, for men to stalk women. 150 police reports mentioning AirTags. In 50 cases, women called the police because they started getting notifications that their whereabouts were being tracked by one of these little AirTags that they didn't own. Somebody put one of these things on their vehicle or in their purse to track them. In many cases, it was ex-partners, husbands, bosses to follow them, harass them. So here's the thing. AirTags, they have a notification feature that alerts people, but only if you have an iPhone. If you have an Android device, you might never know that you have one of these little Apple AirTags and somebody is tracking you in real
time. Wait, but how does it work with Android?
It doesn't work with Android.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem. It works if you're in the Apple ecosystem, you get a
notification. So the Android folks are safe from this?
No, Android folks are not safe from this, and that's a glitch in the matrix. To my knowledge, if you are in the Android universe, if you are not using an iPhone, you might never know that you have one of these Apple AirTags tagging along in your purse or on your car. So,
oh boy, that's terrifying.
Well, it's just, you know, all technology can be used for good or bad. And I understand the intent with AirTags. Most of us are always losing stuff. So, hey, put a little thing on it. You always know where it is. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never thinking that somebody would use it to stalk women, primarily women.
Well, it can always be abused, right? Anything that is created can always be used for evil, and clearly people have found a way. These AirTags, people, members of my family have them. They find them useful because they, you know, you don't want to lose your keys, that kind of thing. But I know that I have received notifications when those AirTags are near me. You know, an AirTag is noticed near you, and I was like, ooh, it made me a little nervous, but again, I'm an Apple user, so you're right, it made me aware that it was around. But there's still, all it does is make you aware. It's not like I could turn it off because it was somebody else's AirTag, you know, but it just noticed that it was in my radius, so it made me aware. So I guess even having that knowledge, if you're an Apple user, can be super helpful if, God forbid, you are somebody who has somebody dangerous in your life that wants to do you harm.
Yeah, but at least you get notified if you're an Apple user. If you're an Android user and somebody is using one of these Apple AirTags, I don't know how you find out that you're being tracked. Anyway, just wanted to bring that up now.
All right. People should. But then again, Paul, there's always a way. It's not just these air tags. There's always a way to track people. You know, this is just the latest and maybe easiest because you could drop it in somebody's purse. So you could, stick it on something.
You're right. You're right. Hopefully the good guys stay one or two steps ahead of the bad guys. But some days I wonder.
We hope so. All right. Quick break. We'll be back on CCO to wrap up the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.